This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Case IH Can't Equip KFRM Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm visiting with John Enns, our Enns of the Trail reporter from Oklahoma. John, can you let us know where you're located there in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I'm southwest of Enid, probably about 10 miles.
Have they started any harvesting around there yet?
Yeah, this is probably about day three that they've really started to be able to cut. Of course, we have showers coming in and out quite a bit, and so that's kind of kept them out of the field. But I would say everything is about ready to go. We got high humidity, though. But right now, you know, it's about 94 degrees out, high humidity, and we got a pretty decent breeze out of the southeast. But got some few showers out west heading this way. I don't know that they'll make it, though.
What's the forecast look like?
Well, forecast looks like tomorrow or tonight, they're supposed to have a decent chance of rain here. Well, I'd say decent, 30%. Tomorrow night is supposed to be a little more, sunny night, and then Monday night, every day getting a little bit higher chance of rain. So
well, now do you have...
it's a little bit worrisome, but at the same time, you're sitting there going, after the drought that we went through, you don't want to knock it too much.
No, you don't know what's coming up for July as far as that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. And
do you have any wheat this year?
I got just a little bit. Unfortunately, I got hit by hail, and there's been a lot of that down here this year.
Is there enough there to harvest, though?
Yeah, I would say I had probably about 30% damage on mine. And, I mean, you talk to everybody, and everybody seems like they've got some hail damage somewhere.
Have you been able to get out into it yet?
Not yet. Haven't been able to get into it yet. I've got some triticale, too, that had damage. But from what I'm hearing, test weights are, you know, 60-plus. And looks like some of the yields are, you know, most of the yields I'm hearing are around 40 bushel, 30s and 40s, basically.
As far as your area, you said you're about 3 days in, possibly, and maybe it'll pick up over the weekend, maybe not, depending on the weather. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, tonight we've got a chance of rain. But tomorrow it's supposed to be actually, they said, about 102 here. So that's pretty good cutting weather if we can avoid the rain tonight.
Well, I would think so. But have you heard any reports elsewhere in the state?
Yeah, just down south towards O'Keene, I've heard some. And it sounds like it's yielding probably in the 30s down there. But high test weight.
Yeah, and obviously the longer this rain goes on, there's more possibility of disease and other problems.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can definitely see where we had a little bit of freeze damage out there and stuff like that, and had some rust and stuff. And you know, it's like you start out and you had a pretty wet winter, you know, and came in and all of a sudden just turns off dry for about 3 months, and you're just wondering what's going on, whether you ought to spray any fungicide or not. But
when did you use fungicide on your wheat
this year? I didn't, because like I said, you know, it all of a sudden just turned out dry. So,
and is there any problem with any insect damage or any other sort of pests?
Haven't had any insect damage.
Yeah.
At least I haven't been aware of any. I've talked to a number of people, and I haven't seen any insect damage. So,
when do you think you'll get started on your field?
Oh, I'll probably get in there, I would think, probably beginning of next week if the rain allows.
So, well, thank you, John. I've been visiting with John Enns from Enns of the Trail on KFRM, and that's our 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour.